This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning more about the man who drove a truck into a crowd in New Orleans on New Year's Day, killing 15 people before being shot dead by police. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with what President Biden is saying.
President Biden is mourning those killed by an Islamic State-inspired driver who steered into a New Orleans New Year's celebration.
I agree with you.
The suspect, Shamsuddin Jabbar, an American citizen from Texas and an Army veteran.
Mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill.
It was the deadliest IS-inspired assault on U.S. soil in years.
Bodies all up and down the street.
Zion Parsons' friend was among those killed in the French Quarter.
This is evil.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick. There was an improvised explosive device in his truck, and others were found in the French Quarter.
Now to that Tesla Cybertruck that exploded outside President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel on Wednesday. A suspect inside the truck was killed. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities say the truck was rented via the Turo app and appeared to have a load of fireworks inside. Turo bills itself as a car rental company where you can rent other people's cars. Tesla CEO Elon Musk posted on X that they've now confirmed that the explosion was caused by very large fireworks and or a bomb carried in the bed of the rented Cybertruck.
In Honolulu, a big New Year's firework exploded, killing three people. Many Americans will be returning from their holiday travel today. Best time to be on the road? Before 3 p.m., says INRIX, the data provider. This is AP News. There's some good news for residents of Puerto Rico who lost power on New Year's Eve. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Power has been restored to nearly all customers in Puerto Rico. Most of Puerto Rico's 1.4 million utility customers lost power New Year's Eve. There was talk it could take days to get the lights back on. Lights returned to households as well as to Puerto Rico's hospitals, water plants, and sewage facilities. Luma Energy is warning there could be temporary outages over the next few days because of the fragile nature of the grid. The island's power system was ravaged in 2017 by Category 4 Hurricane Maria. At the peak of Hurricane Ernesto back in August, over half of all utility customers lost power. I'm Ed Donahue.
Movie ticket sales took a little hit in 2024, estimated to be down more than 3% from 2023. It's not even close to the pre-pandemic norm. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.